Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Welcome to the Rosecast, the number one Bachelorette recap podcast, hosted by male interracial best friend duo. Hometowns, asterisk.
Yeah.
Call it like I see it, AB. I was surprised by this.
I was too. I don't know why I was surprised.
Well, because they broke the seal with the travel.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I know. I know. You don't tell me. I was surprised.
I did not see that coming. And frankly, I know I don't want people texting us spoilers and stuff. I would have enjoyed a little heads up from the. I know some of you out there knew this was coming. We ended the episode with a bit about like, oh, they should do Joe's first, and then they go.
The Rosecast Nation really let us down here because you knew, they knew, we didn't know.
They were
and we'd be disappointed.
Then they
knew we'd be disappointed.
Like, they don't
by
even
this.
Know what's coming.
They don't even know. They have no idea.
Did not see this coming, and I was a little disappointed.
Same. Although I still thought it was a good episode.
It was good. The family portions were a little kind of paint by numbery. The best scene I thought was one that had frankly nothing to do with falling in love or Michelle or any
Absolutely.
Marriage or any of that. That was my favorite.
Assume you're
part
talking about Nate.
Yes.
Yeah, yes, absolutely. Well, you didn't have the conflict.
There were no wacky characters.
Well, it's not only that, but even if you are wacky, who's gonna meet Michelle and be like, "Nah, you know what? Not
yeah, exactly.
my cup of tea. Not for me.
Yeah,
no, thank you." Nobody in the world is gonna meet Michelle and say that. No, you know
That's
what?
True.
Michelle's not for me, really. No, thank you.
She's not my cup of tea. Rubs me the wrong way.
Yeah,
that Michelle.
I didn't like how she came off to me.
I hate how she carries herself.
No one's saying that
it's
about
not,
Michelle.
It's not
so
the feedback
even
she
if
gets.
Even if we had some characters there who might have been skeptical of the process, they're not going to say it to Michelle's face. She's too nice and great.
There were people skeptical, but they weren't characters enough, and they weren't adamant enough. They played along.
A lot of them said it to the camera stuff. They probably should have said to the people, but they never. None of the family actually said the stuff they were saying to the camera to the Michelle or the
coward
their son. Yeah, they are cowards.
Caitlin shows up and announces the final four. Your families are here. You know, Nate and Brandon get a little talk time. There wasn't much. Anything here, AB?
No, nothing there.
The other problem with this episode is there's not a whole lot to like poke fun at. The families are all pretty nice people.
Yeah.
And, you know, everything went pretty smoothly.
Yeah.
That's kind of how the episode was. The Brandon daytime. Jump and leg wrap. They must
Double
have said, Michelle, we haven't had any leg wraps yet. We got to get the people want those.
Hometowns is when you really get some leg wraps, some good leg wraps. And I, you know, I'm taking note and taking, you know, I'm reading into them a lot more than I should.
Good. We need something to read into here.
Yeah. Double leg wrap here. Long double leg wrap. And then they made out. Good double leg wrap.
The leg
Watch
wraps
out for Brandon.
Happen in hometowns because usually you haven't seen the person in like a week.
Yeah.
Or two.
Not this time.
These are bang, bang, bang. This was 4 days of footage.
Yeah.
I can see myself falling in love with him, Michelle says. Mm-hmm. It hasn't happened yet, but she can envision the scenario. It's not over. She said she's reciprocated it with Nate as a reminder. She's tumbling down a mountain. Hopefully not with no severe injuries. But she could get there with Brandon. It's on the horizon. The Michelle who went up a hill and came down a mountain. It's old Hugh Grant movie.
Did your mind change at all from this episode? I know you weren't sold at all on Brandon being even a possible contender. Did it? I think we said like 3 to 5%.
3%. I'd throw 3%.
Did you raise at all from this episode? Before we get started,
Would you give him a higher percentage? I'll go up to 8%.
Oh, 8. So barely. Yeah. Okay.
Well, more than double. Depending on how you look at it, you more than double his chances.
8% is like an amount I'd risk my life for. If you give me 92%, like, you know those things, you can have $1 million, you got to risk it. You got to risk it. If you risk it 8%, I'll risk it.
I think if you walked up to Brandon nothing. After this rose ceremony and said you got 8% chance of winning, he'd take it. I think he'd take it.
It's better than I thought.
That's better than I thought. I also have way too much invested in the Joe versus Nate storyline. Yeah. I can't let that slip away too easily. I'm not going to tell you it's 33 each.
I am getting close to putting them all on an even pedestal here.
I think Nate dropped. His percentage has dropped. That 5% that Brandon gained came from Nate. All of it.
I'd take some from Joe, too, honestly.
Maybe a little bit.
Yeah. Let's move on.
I'm trying to make a point. Brandon's from Portland. And when I think of Portland, I think of Damian Lillard.
Yeah.
The time I visited there when I was like 10.
I think of Real World Portland.
Real World Portland, sure.
One of my favorite casts, Jordan Wisely and Naya. And,
the show Portlandia. Are you going to do the whole cast?
I'm going to do the whole cast if you want it.
And mostly I think of the skate parks from Tony Hawk Pro Skater.
Okay.
Burnside Skate Park, number one, is what I think of when I think of Portland.
Glad you said that.
I don't know if he's from there, but that's what I think of.
I have Tony Hawk Pro Skater in my notes. If you do a control find, you'll find that, because I noted that as well for Portland.
Anyone who's our age went through watching skateboarding on TV and playing it on video games, but not doing it in real life.
Yeah, absolutely.
We all went through that.
Absolutely. Never crossing your mind to do it in real life, actually.
You get so hurt.
Never cross my mind.
But I will watch it and play it and analyze it and talk skateboarding. 12-year-old me would be all in on skateboarding. So they go to an indoor skate park. Did not know Brandon was a skateboarder.
I didn't either.
It kind of made me wonder if Michelle knew. The way he explained it to her, this was new information he was revealing. So it's either not that important to him, or they don't know each other that well. It's one or the other.
Yeah.
He did a whole family history about skateboarding. He did it with his brother. That seemed to go out the window when the man hopped on the deck. What, as a skateboarding expert, what was your explanation for this?
I don't know if this man can skateboard at all.
I don't
all
know if he's ever skateboarded.
I don't know what to think about this. We didn't know Brandon skateboarded. It might be because he does not skateboard.
Might be it.
That might be the issue here.
They were trying to fit a square peg into a round hole with the skate park.
I think he was trying to, you know, Portland, like you said, it's one of the first things we think of is skateboarding. So he tried to push that into this. Maybe he just dabbles in skateboarding a little bit when he was a kid or something. I don't know.
Years since he's skateboarded.
Sky.
He was rusty. There's no sugarcoating the fact that he was rusty.
And he says he was nervous, which I could see.
I can see that because he was nervous in front of Michelle, to be clear.
Michelle.
I buy that because he has probably been thinking of this. This has been his dream date for 15 years. He's been wanting to go on this date, stealing kisses with his dream girl at a skate park.
At an awesome indoor skate park. Yeah.
I could see that. Yep. Yeah, it was a funny little bit.
Michelle thinks he sucked, to be clear. He sucked at skateboarding.
Ollie to save his life, let alone
I could do
50-50 nose grind on the coping. I know the terms. What were you going to say? You could have performed that well?
Probably not as good, but it'd be close where you'd be like, those two are comparable skateboarders.
You're as
and
bad.
I've never skateboarded
in your life. Michelle thinks she could fall for Brandon after meeting his family. They're going to meet Brandon's dad, mom, brother. Brother Noah delayed reporting to the Navy because he wanted to meet Michelle. I would have liked to see that email chain. Hey, My brother unexpectedly made it to the hometowns portion of The Bachelorette. Any chance I can report to the United States Navy a couple days later? We didn't think he'd make it to hometowns. I should have told you earlier.
I didn't tell you because I really didn't think there was any chance. This guy, he can't even skateboard. How would he win?
He told me he can't skateboard. He told me what he was going to do for his entrance. I thought that would have been, I thought he was a night one guy. I'll be honest with you, Mr. Naval Officer. Anyway.
Did you buy any of that? Did you buy that? I didn't buy it to begin with. It's a funny joke about the email. I didn't buy it. I don't think that's something you can push back.
You know, I was jaded in other areas of this episode. I skipped being jaded.
We'll believe
this part.
We'll believe it. That's fine. Maybe the show stepped in. ABC.
I think that would make it less likely that you could delay his. Who at ABC is going to be like, hey, yeah, Brandon's brothers. Do you mind if he makes it? I'll tell you what, Brandon's brother, not that important to the segment of the show. I'll put it that way. I don't think they need to bend
really
over backwards
not.
To get him on.
You're right.
Brandon's family time. Unless you got anything else about in the skate park debacle that sunk his chances. We should also mention Michelle had no interest in the skateboarding portion of this.
No, I thought they were cute. They started doing, you know, he was helping her on the skateboard, but yeah, there was no interest in the skateboarding. Which is good, because he also has no interest.
They're never going to do it again.
Yeah.
Brandon's mom, Carmen, wants to know what Michelle sees in Brandon.
Well, who do we got here? We got...
Carmen, brother Noah, dad David.
Brother looks like Kyle Kuzma.
Ooh.
So
I just call him Glasses Brandon, but Kyle Kuzma is way better. He looks like... Yeah, strong
Kuzma.
Looks
like Kuz. Looks like Kuz.
Michelle's nervous. Because Brandon did so well with her family last week. And also, unless her parents told her, asked for her hand in marriage at that point. And part of the reason he performed so well is because he is so effusive about the way he feels about her.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, I gotta match that. I got to accomplish the same thing, but it's not so easy for her. They break the ice with the entrance talk. People forget Brandon rolled up in a bed with a cheesy...
Yep.
Let's get in bed, baby. Wake up next to me every morning. Bit.
It was interesting. Michelle said she thought he was a smooth talker, which is something I thought. I think I even called him that and wrote him off at first, which I also did.
Of course.
Just interesting to see.
I always forget the people's entrances because they are generally not a reflection at all of who their characters become. So I've totally forgot that Brandon did that. Brother Noah starts it off. He's the skeptical sibling here. Dating three other guys, he's a little worried about that. Underneath the smooth talk, big heart. What is it that separates Brandon from the big dogs? Never asks a question how much he cares about her. She can see a life with him. Did I miss anything on that?
No,
that's
pretty much it with Michelle. It's like, that's why Brandon is here, is because
he can't stop telling me how much
he
likes
like
me.
Her more than anyone, and those other guys like her too.
Agreed.
But he's on another level.
Then Dad David and Michelle, thick as thieves,
these two.
Oh,
my goodness.
Hey, if I'm Brandon, I'm stepping in and be like, whoa, Dad.
Chill.
I'm
Have you ever seen some two people build a faster, better connection? Those two absolutely clicked.
It was not about, they did
my
not discuss
goodness.
Brandon.
She they didn't like, discuss him for a second.
Does Brandon like to go fishing? He's like, no, but I do.
I do.
Love fishing. You want to talk fishing?
The way to an old black guy's heart is in that fishes is talking about fishing.
It's well said.
Instant.
And he also hoops a little bit. This was just like, hey, we click on every level.
Every level. And your dad. Me and your dad will get along great.
Yes. Everyone in the family, in both families, except Brandon, would have the best time together. Brandon tells mom, hey, I think I found my person. So Carmen goes and talks to Michelle. What do you got here? I mean, this was more the same. He's got a big heart. He's a nice guy. He loves Michelle. Best friends.
Brandon and Michelle, she says she can truly see him being her best friend. Just a reminder, that is what she's looking for. She said it multiple times.
Yeah, and he already is, too.
Agreed.
When you heard that, did you just think, uh-oh, that's bad news for Rodney? Because I feel like Brandon and Rodney kind of operate in the same space, and if he's number one in that.
You can't have two best friends.
Nope.
You're only going to have one here. Number one, I went into this thinking it was between Rodney and Brandon.
Yeah.
To go home. So, and I thought Rodney was the long shot, probably. So when she's talking about best friends, you're right. That's the same. They're in the same lane
category,
there.
Yeah. Brandon announces to the family, Michelle's the woman he's been waiting for his whole life. You don't often see them like come back and be like, well, this is the one for me in front of the family.
Rip, not only did he say that, he said, this woman right here is truly the most amazing, important woman in my life. He's talking to his mom, who he's known for 26 years. That's a tough thing to hear. Okay? You just met this woman a month ago, and I'm not the most important still? That's fucked up.
Not even a month ago. That's like an old Billy on the street. Yeah. He comes up. Name a woman, miss for a dollar, name a woman. And Brandon would be like, Michelle. I didn't even think of his mom.
Didn't give a thought to his mom who was sitting right there.
Yeah, it was tough. So I thought this was a normal hometown. This is a cool family. They're funny. I do think they would get along great from what I know about Michelle's parents. It was a fine family visit. No wacky characters.
It went great, I thought.
But then outside.
One more thing about the inside rib. Brandon gives that speech about the mom. Then Brandon's dad is like, fuck it, I'll say it. I'm fucking all in on Michelle.
Yeah, I forgot about that. I like her.
He says, I'll say it. Me personally, we're all beating around the bush here.
Everybody's beating around the bush.
I'm all in, too. I'm in. I'm ready to propose.
He had no reservations.
He had no issues.
That was good. Outside. Michelle tells Brandon, it's very clear to me I'm falling for you. Did you see that coming?
I wrote here, my God, is Brandon going to win?
That's what I wrote. Is Brandon going to win?
He's riding a lightning bolt across the sky. He's going to fly right past these other two.
Wow.
Holy cow.
The rare lead-initiated falling for a moment.
Wow.
Brandon, as we have described since probably week two, simply cannot believe his circumstances. He has fallen into a dream life, but we all figured it was coming to an end at some point, and he didn't seem to care.
Of course we did.
But now I'm wondering.
Maybe it just keeps going.
Maybe it just goes on forever.
Maybe it just keeps going.
Has the best luck in the world. They kiss to the camera. Long kiss. And Brandon to the camera is freaking out. He's like, dude, I would marry Michelle.
100% I'll marry her. He has to almost calm himself down while he's giving that little speech. He's like, man, I'm tripping. Let me chill a little bit. It's a long journey still, but yeah, I would do it. I'd do it right now.
I almost want him to make the final so he could to see what he's like pre-proposal. Can you imagine?
Man.
He'd be a mess.
At this point, I think I am Team Brandon.
We got some good mailbag responses. They all came before the episode, but there's some good ones in there. Anything else on Brandon? Other than that, you might be Team Brandon.
I think I'm Team Brandon. Yeah.
What's your percentage at this point? I think you said 3 or 5. Presumably you're going, 25?
I was going to say 30. I'll give him 30.
30, 40?
Yeah. No. 35. Yeah. I don't think anyone's that far ahead. It's a 3-man race. That's what I'm telling you here, Rim.
I know that. I'm with you.
That's what I'm telling you.
8, 45, 50. Is that right?
Yeah, I think you got it.
8, 42, 50.
Yep. And you have, is this at this point of the episode or is this current Rim?
I think it might be current. I don't know.
Who are we talking to?
I didn't put enough thought into the numbers, I'll be honest. Rodney's got 0, though. I'll put it that way.
That's a fact.
And he had it here, and he has it now.
That is a fact.
No disrespect whatsoever, but...
No.
Rodney daytime. She never guessed Rodney, dressed like an apple, would make her feel so special. So they go to an apple orchard, where there's a new apple...
Yeah.
Hot off the presses, only available in Minnesota, called First Kiss. When Rodney told her about this apple, it seemed to be like Michelle was a little, hey, Rodney, don't, I'm the apple person.
I've heard of all the apples. There's no way you're springing a new apple on me.
Please. Yeah, I saw that in the Apple newsletter. I've been here before. You don't know apples, Rodney. Don't come to me like you're the apple king now.
You don't know shit about apples.
Anyway, they pick apples. It's cute. She's on his shoulders. They're playing catch. It's fun.
Yeah, they're having fun.
They're relaxed around each other. It's not like a normal stilted... putting on a show hometown date.
No, yeah, they're having fun.
they do an Apple taste test. We get it. You guys blindfold each other.
Relax on the blindfolds.
It's constant feeding each other while blindfolded, finished off with
usually
the kids.
Usually apples.
This is the third time. Almost always apples as well. I've had it with these. Do another activity.
I'm tired of it. You got to get a different move, something you do, Rodney.
Imagine going in. Imagine being Michelle chomping away at apples, whatever, you know, you're tired apples at this point. And then he's like, I got one more special one for you. She's like, is it a kiss?
Are you going to kiss me again? We already did this three times.
It's not really a surprise anymore.
The surprise and, you know, the feelings you get from a blindfold kiss goes away once you've done it three times. And then it doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah, nothing. You can't recreate the magic of the initial.
No, oh. The initial one. Yeah.
They're going to meet his mom and his stepdad. Apparently, they've discussed his mom a lot, so Michelle's excited to meet her.
Mm-hmm.
Rodney says, Michelle always makes me feel like it's me and you. And I believe that. I believe she is good at the one-on-one interactions and making people feel like
Agreed.
It's just them two without the cameras.
Yeah.
Then they ride bikes through the orchard, golden hour, holding hands. Cute. Not much else here, but it was cute. Anything else on this date?
No, I love a good orchard, so I love this date.
All right. Where's Rodney from?
I don't know.
It's tough to not even give the guy
no
a
clue.
Semblance of a hometown.
Where
I
is
think
he
that's
from?
A little unfair. He's from somewhere in California. Wasn't a hometown at all. It was just the producer said, let's extend this apple bit.
Let's do the apples. Yeah.
Based on your, you know, entrance costume, which was her based on her being a teacher. Did not get a lot of new information about Rodney. I thought that was unfair.
Agreed. Now that you say that, I didn't learn anything.
And that's that. They go into it thinking like, well, Rodney's not going to win. We might as well do the apple thing again.
We got this orchard. We got this contract with it.
Rodney's family. Mom, Carrie, stepdad, Tyree. Mom's all excited. Maybe, you know, this could be the one. Dad's like, well, you know, we'll see. Tyree wasn't really into this.
Rodney's mom also says, we're closer to best friends than anything regarding Rodney, which made me think we got a potential Barb situation here, folks.
I was hoping.
But no.
She was normal.
Disappointing. she was normal. She wasn't.
I think she ended
insane.
It. I think I'm really disappointed by that.
When Barb got booed after the final rose because of how mean she was being to the pleasant lead that her son picked.
Chose. Yeah.
Yeah. She was getting booed because of how she was treating her.
It was amazing. Boo. That was the best after the final rose that will never be topped.
Easily. There's no chance anything tops that.
I still think he made a mistake, but what do I know? I'm just his mother.
She's getting fucking tomatoes thrown
Barb,
at her.
Come on.
Boo, Barb.
That's not Carrie, unfortunately. She did still, think she's unconvinced and she had a feeling Rodney wasn't going to, she was very concerned, but it wasn't.
Agreed.
They start up the, you know, warm greetings. Rodney runs down his storyline. Little underdog talk. That's how they bonded. They've both been overlooked.
Rudy Rodney.
I can't believe we didn't carry that through.
Rudy Rodney.
Carrie and Michelle. What sets Rodney apart from these other gentlemen? It was a little of an awkward interaction, I think, because Michelle said, well, Rodney makes me laugh more than anybody. And Carrie, no matter what Michelle said, Carrie was going to be like, well...
Don't be pigeonholing my baby. Don't.
Yeah,
no,
exactly.
No. Don't.
Rodney's a real guy.
He's
Michelle.
Got it all.
Yeah.
He's not just a jokester here.
Not some court jester. Tyree, skeptical. Is it real? Is it strong? That's all we saw from him, basically. Carrie and Michelle. This is great, but, you know, my Rodney might get his heart broken.
My Rodney. This lady says my Rodney all the time when discussing her
son. She didn't say my Rodney, but
I know.
She's a my Rodney person.
She's a my Rodney person, yeah. For sure.
Michelle says, hey, I'm looking for the little moments, see what it's like in the real world. And then she brings up this hypothetical story about being stuck in an airport.
Mm-hmm.
When I think of that person, I think of Rodney. I hope she feels the same way about the other people she might marry. Because if you are dreading 5 hours with your partner, especially this early in a relationship, don't give any of them roses, I suppose. Like, you better be able to do an airport delay with any of them.
To be fair, Rodney would be the best delay person. There's no question in my mind.
And Cinnabon, for sure.
All sorts of stuff going on with Rodney.
But it would be, I would survive with Joe as well.
Yeah, of course.
Rodney, I guess Rodney's my number one, you know, flight delay draft pick.
Yeah, for sure. But the others wouldn't be bad.
No.
Except Joe. Obviously.
Carrie likes Michelle, but Rod, buddy, my Rodney, she's dating three others. And then Rodney runs down. I'm really trying, you know, these are the traits I like about Michelle. This makes Carrie almost cry. You're telling me that this is the young lady, which I felt was a funny bomb. Is this the young lady, Rodney, that may take your heart? And then this portion ends with Carrie still being 100 as nervous as she was before, maybe more so.
A lot of concern to the camera Carrie showed.
Yeah, yeah.
I think, well,
I think she saw spoilers the way she was acting. She knew Rodney wasn't going to.
She knew he was. She thought exactly like us. There's no chance he's making it further.
Outside, Rodney says, I'm definitely falling in love with you. She doesn't say the same. They kiss. Apple joke, falling far from the tree with his mom. Yeah. They're funny together. Yeah. I can see them having a life together, I wrote. The cool parents at the soccer game with, like, the bomb treats. But I believe there's others she likes more. That's all. Any other Rodney talk?
We also didn't get much chemistry between the parents and Michelle. Like we saw with Brandon. So I thought this was it for him. That's all.
Let's take a quick break.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Minnesota Joe hometown. An advantage the likes of which we've never seen on this show.
Incredible.
Joe got the only hometown.
Joe got the only hometown. And Michelle has met these people before.
They stopped short of letting him host her at the family home. But still a pretty big advantage to go to his high school, not a garage skate park or an apple orchard.
Or an apple orchard that
you've
has nothing
been
to do
on
with
dates
him.
Before. Yeah. You know, it's not the same.
She's been to that apple orchard, yeah.
Joe took some big steps being vulnerable the last time they talked. They head to Hopkins High School, home of the three-time state champion and top 100 recruit Joe Coleman. They got banners of him, like he's you know, on the outside of the stadium. They got
the damn legend.
He's
there.
The man who brought the triple championship. Jay, it's cool high school, I suppose.
Yeah.
Joe didn't go to the library. He's like, here's where the nerds.
He basically
did my
walks
homework
around,
for me.
He walked around and talked about how bad of a student he was. That's that fucking chemistry wing. I don't fuck with. I didn't go there. The math side. There's the math wing. No, nope, never that. Never that for me.
He showed her where he used to loiter on the balcony. This is where I used to hang out and deliberately not be late for class. Then he hoists her up on the ledge and they make out.
I was nervous putting her up there. Easy flip backwards rim. You got a Cobra Kai situation.
I wouldn't have done it. I'd be Lane Kiffin up there. Oh, Cobra Kai. Wow.
You got a Cobra Kai situation. That falling show, backwards.
That show gets
my goodness.
People come within an inch of their life. Because of school fights.
When the second school fight happens, And spoilers, old boy gets things are that's, really that serious on Cobra Kai.
That's a massive spoiler, AB.
Old boy gets after him. I said spoilers. If you haven't seen Cobra Kai,
but you can't do you spoiler and then instantly spoil it. You got to get more of a delay. I have to believe you
cannot. Out.
It's only been two or three seasons. You can't say what happens to that. I mean, you see it coming a mile away.
You know what I'm talking about, though. You know what I'm talking about. When that happens, it's like, okay, this show is intense.
It might have been the jump the shark moment, but I'm with Cobra Kai until the end. I don't care if the show gets worse every season, as often happens. I love that show. I love it.
I think they were just embracing where they were going.
Yeah. Bloodsport.
Not as real as, you know, it's not, we're not, we leave reality.
Yeah.
At that point.
I'm with you. Yeah, which is what jump the shark means. When Fonzie jumped over a shark on a wakeboard thing. Like, that's insane. And then they have a private prom. Back to this reality.
Big surprise for Michelle.
Big surprise. Joe did a call. Hey, maybe Joe's boring. He's paying attention. He did a callback to her poem where she said, I was picked, you know, first this for basketball, last for prom.
If Joe wins, look back at this moment and this line.
And this whole why he won. Event. Because I thought this was corny at first. As she it went didn't. On, it was clear Michelle was living out her prom dreams. So agreed. It was a wild success.
He said, I never went to prom and you said you were always picked last. So I wanted you to know you'll always be picked first by me. Holy cow. Wow. Write it on like a sign that goes up in their room and then the date of the prom that they went.
It's going to be
along
like,
with the picture of them.
The names of the tables at the reception are going to have words from this.
Yep. I also thought this whole thing was corny, and I was confused when she would go to the camera and be like, wow, this is the best thing someone's ever done to me. It's like, I don't know.
This fairytale moment of her life.
This seemed whack.
It seemed super whack.
Just two people at a prom? That's not cool.
I don't think music played at any point, honestly.
No, I didn't hear any music.
Can you imagine being in that gym decorated like a prom?
That seems
like
it
a bunch
suck.
Of like producers standing
nobody
around
there.
Watching. Well, there's a bunch of people around looking at you like, yeah, yeah, do that.
Yeah,
now
but
do
no
a
other
fake slow dance.
Prom people like a prom at their age is would be fun as shit
with a bunch
other
of people.
Sure. With a bunch of people. Yeah,
they had formal wear, luckily, so she was fully prommed out, brimming with joy.
Absolute joy.
She went to prom with Mr. Basketball.
They looked incredible together.
The pictures were cute.
I can already picture them on the Us Weekly or People Magazine as the winner, Joe. And
can you picture Brandon?
No, I can't. All right, let me move his percentage down a little bit. I can't picture that. I
the
can't.
Us Weekly factor.
This, I can picture Us Weekly. What are we doing now? We're so happy together.
Yeah. Listen. Joe is unquestionably boring on screen. We need no more evidence to say that. It's there's no one who could say otherwise. You're lying through your teeth. On screen is the caveat.
Yes.
But Michelle does say stuff like, Joe always makes me happy, brings a smile to my face. Like you mentioned, this is the most fairy tale moment I've had in my life. I don't see a lot of electricity between them. He doesn't get it going on camera, but she seems over the moon. It's undeniable. So either we're not seeing like the cackling stuff, the relaxing moments off screen, or
I think maybe she's looking for boring. I think her dad is boring.
Yeah.
And that's what she's probably looking for. And he reminds her of that.
Speaking of dads, they're going to meet his mom, Julie, his dad, David, his brother, Dan, Dan's wife, Hannah. They kiss at prom. It's cute. Mm-hmm. Her feelings for Joe have grown a lot today.
Okay.
Because she saw a side of him she hasn't seen. I don't know what
she's
talking about. It's the same size.
What are you
talking about? Regular Joe.
Regular old boring Joe.
I guess it's kind of like bad boy Joe, but I don't know why you like, you know, fuck chemistry Joe. I don't know where that.
Fuck school Joe to the teacher. She's a teacher, by the way.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I didn't really fuck with school. Still don't. To this day.
Michelle did express some concern over the fact that Joe hasn't entered, you know, the love tiers yet, and then they play us off with some ominous music going into the break to throw us off.
Yeah, I had no concerns there.
Joe's family. Mom, Julie, Dad, David, brother, Dan, Dan's wife, Hannah, like I said. This was more or less the Hannah hometown. the first three people I named did not really have much to say or do during this. It was Hannah narrating what was going on, and then she kind of got the final word. I'm like, if Joe's ready.
Hannah let us know early, the Coleman men get quiet when they're nervous, so probably going to be a quiet night. It's I like Hannah. Night,
but she's the family skeptic, her. Too.
Yeah.
Michelle says
she's the
Joe
voice of the family.
I got this. Who's her husband?
Speaker
Dan?
Speaker of the family.
Dan didn't say anything, I don't think, all his brother.
Dan goes... Oh, yeah, his brother, yeah.
His brother didn't
say a word.
Michelle says Joe has a quiet confidence she can appreciate.
Hannah's probably desperately wanting a new member of this family like Michelle.
Somebody to talk to.
So the fucking, you know, Thanksgivings aren't so boring.
It's not just the silverware clanking on the plate.
Silence.
Ting, ting, ting. You guys seen Squid Game? Nope. Nobody's seen it. What's that?
I feel bad for Hannah.
Where are we at? David and Joe.
Is that the dad?
Yeah. See, we don't even... none of their names are memorable.
The dad goes, do you want to go talk?
This was tough.
I thought it was
dad
funny.
Wants, well, of course it's funny. He wants nothing to do with... he thinks this whole thing is silly, and he's right. But they added in some silences. Joe's like, hey, you got anything to say to me? You know?
Like, he's like, nope.
Thinking about marrying her. He's like...
he did a couple. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
When does this end? When can we get out of here?
That guy has the look of an AAU dad. Okay, Rim. I can picture that guy sitting in the corner of Joe's AAU tournaments, just enjoying the show.
Not a coach, a dad.
No, just a dad.
An AAU dad, yeah.
Yeah.
Julie and Michelle. Michelle says, hey, Julie's his mom. Michelle says, hey, he told me about how hard it was with him going through the injuries, ended his career. Julie's like, I didn't even know about that. I mean, these people barely know Joe the way they describe
him. Yeah, they barely know him. I just can't get over his dad pulling him to talk and then not talking and having no questions.
He did. He did say, Joe, you want to do this? He pulled him.
You want to go talk?
Went out of his way
then
to go talk.
Then he didn't talk. He goes, no, I don't really have any questions. So why'd you pull him?
I don't have any questions.
Why'd you pull him? You should have loads of questions, by the way.
Joe with his brother and
Hannah.
Hannah.
Yeah.
Hannah wants to know, hey, ready to propose? This is The Bachelorette. These people expect results. Are you going to deliver? Joe says, yeah, I'm falling for it. I'm ready to propose. Hannah, not convinced, a little concerned that this is going to end poorly. I hope this works out because we'll see her in the grocery store, which is, like
That's
we
funny.
Mentioned, the main risk with picking Joe is breaking it off and then seeing him and the family
seeing
around
him all
town.
The time. Yeah. Sounds like they live close to each other, too.
Yeah.
That's she what Hannah made see, it
well, she if you want to do a conspiracy corner, they go to the same, she knows they go to the same grocery store already.
Yes. She's seen them there. They're already friends.
Hannah tells Joe to go get Michelle. They talk. She says, Joe makes me feel at ease. Slice of home. That's kind of it. There wasn't much.
Yeah, nothing else there.
Convos between Michelle and his family.
No.
Outside, Michelle saw another side of him again. Same side we've always seen.
I've seen nothing different.
But there is something Joe has to do here. He has to do it.
He has to tell her he's falling in love with her. Has to.
There's no other option but to say, he has to enter the
you
love
You either
tears.
Say it or you go home.
My feelings for you are getting strong and stronger. I'm falling in love with you. You're the special person for me. They kiss. He sees himself married in a year, living on the lake, starting the family. I didn't know where the NBA money came from, but Joe is ready to go with Michelle. He likes her, AB. Any takeaways from this interaction?
If this is Joe opening up and, you know, letting down the walls, if this ends in heartbreak for Joe, that man may never speak another word to anybody. Not another single word.
He's become a hermit.
He'll be done.
Nate, daytime. Look at this fucking tall drink of water. Don't mind if I stun on you with the style.
Absolutely stunning. You know, we're not home, but I'm going to make this my home. Nate makes anywhere his home.
It's an Austin. He says, I want to bring Austin here. I would have preferred a little more rural Canada stuff. I would have preferred some. I like a Canada date, but you got to do what you got to do.
Yep.
Anyway, Tats
Did I forget about the tats? What's going on with the tats?
They seem to pop a little more this episode.
I don't remember the tats, and I know he's been shirtless before. The tats were absolutely popping.
Smart move by Nate here.
Cool tats.
Run back the torsos. Run back the beach bods. Mm-hmm. Run back the sunny weather. They do some paddleboarding, cute banter.
This man says he goes paddleboarding 4 times a week, Rim. That's a goddamn lot of insane. Paddleboarding. Are you kidding me?
It's not a mode of transportation.
He said 4 times a week.
Are you sure he didn't say that about the walks?
No.
Because he's talking about the walks.
He was talking about them later. He goes 3 to 4 times a week. I'm out here on the water, on the paddleboard.
That's crazy.
This is what he does.
That's
insanity.
That's too much paddleboard. That is too much.
Paddleboarding seems fun, but that's a lot of paddleboarding, Nate.
It's a whole thing, a whole rigmarole going.
Yeah, it seems like something you'd do sparingly because of it'd be annoying to haul around the paddleboards.
The guy loves it.
The guy loves paddleboarding.
Am I getting this correct? His stepdad and his mom divorced within the last couple of years?
Yes, you got that.
Okay. Correct. And now they're coming together for this, so he's happy about that. Michelle asks him when they're done paddleboarding, do you talk with your mom about emotions and such? He doesn't.
Nope.
He preps her. He says they're going to be pretty protective when they meet you. Quote, they definitely have never seen me head over heels. And she kind of bounces off that and says, oh, you're head over heels, huh? I'm crazy about you. I'm crazy about you, too. They kiss.
Wow.
Then they do it again. I'm falling for you. I'm falling for you, too. They kiss. Anything else on that?
Nope.
Nate, family time. Michelle refers to the fact that Nate has never introduced anyone to his family as, quote, a red flag, which I think is a mild overstatement. The real red flag is going on the show in the first place. But I believe the Nate, is Nate ready or is he not, storyline is going to last through the rest of the season. So that's why they got to pepper in those comments.
I think
like that.
It might be a red flag to her, though, if he hasn't had any serious relationships before. How does he know? Like, you know, how does he know?
Maybe he's caught up. Yeah, that's the old, is he caught up in the euphoria of being on the...
Yeah. How do you know if I'm the right one if you've never...
Yeah, he doesn't. And he is in that bubble. I'm of the belief of that.
Yeah, he's there. he's currently
no,
there.
No doubt about that. Charles is Nate's stepdad. If I don't like what I see, I will tell him that. So we got to...
I like the sounds of that, Charles.
Hopefully got a gruff parent. It didn't come through enough, but... How about Nate's mom bringing Michelle a gift? Teacher to teacher,
that
candy.
That was nice.
That was really nice. Never seen
I
that
love
before.
That. How thoughtful.
I would like to know the candy. What kind of candy it was.
Yeah, I would have opened that bag up. Let's all take a look.
Anyway, Nate, I think, was a little nervous about the interactions. I don't think he needed to be worried about how they would welcome Michelle. I think we found out why he was so nervous later on, and it was the unrelated
the
discussions with his dad. He brags about getting the first impression rose. Always funny when contestants are talking to people outside the show.
Yeah.
Like running down the stats of it.
Who gives a shit about that rose?
Ooh. Must really like each other. Liana and Michelle talk about Nathaniel.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a why on Nathaniel? Where does the why in Nate come from? Is my question.
Hold up. It is his own. That's why I was looking. I'm glad you said that, because I was looking up.
It adds a little more flair.
I wanted
no
to
doubt.
See why he had the Y, because then she called him Nathaniel.
He put
it's
it.
It's regular there. Nathaniel. There's no Y in his name. Now, Nate with a Y is very cool. Do not get me wrong.
He looks more like a Nate with a Y than a
Absolutely.
Nate without a Y. He has a, you know, the edge to him, a little like Lenny Kravitz mystery, and that's what the
yes,
Y is.
He does. He does. That Y is mysterious.
Probably in junior high or high school, he was like, I got my own little style, you know, my own way about me. I want to add a Y to the mix.
And Nate's kind of,
he got
you know,
no resistance. They're like, yeah, that's actually, that works.
Nate's too vanilla. I'm going,
I'm
you know, I'm
vanilla.
Putting a little splash in this.
Yes. So his mom's talking to Michelle. What is it about it? You know, this was cut and paste. These conversations were cut and paste. Same questions, same answers. What do you like about Nate? What do
nothing
you like about
see
Michelle?
Nothing.
There's nothing to see in
nothing
any of these
to
hometowns.
See here.
We are making chicken salad here, folks. We're stretching these.
The one thing Nate's mom asked that was decently informative, she asked him if he's prepared to propose. Nate says he isn't there right now, but is headed there, which is a good answer. He also says he isn't the type of guy to do something he isn't going to want to do, which I also found interesting, makes me think if he's not ready, he just won't do it. And they'll just do what we tell bachelor and bachelorettes they should do, which is just continue your relationship. Date. Yeah.
His mom is worried that he's swept up in it. No one else has expressed that concern so clearly. So that was mildly interesting. Then there's Charles and Michelle. Michelle asks about Nate talking about feelings about girls with them. Charles is like, nope, never talked about it. Don't think he's ever been in love before. Charles drop a little wise knowledge here. He says, Nate doesn't know the difference between being in love and being engaged. One is a feeling, one is a commitment.
Wow.
So he voiced, I think, deep concern.
Deep concern, yeah.
Without coming off like as an asshole and making fun of the show, which is major disappointment for me because I like that. Then we got Charles and Nate, and it's no longer about Michelle and getting married on TV anymore. It's a son and a stepdad talking it out for the first time ever in front of TV cameras.
I liked it.
Nate says, listen, man, you know, we never talk, and you can tell he's holding, because Charles Pepper and I'm like, are you ready for this? And they, you know, it's like, come on, Charles, I don't want to talk about this with you type. We don't talk about this kind of thing. And then it gets serious and Nate starts, you can tell he's holding back tears. And then Charles breaks the seal and says, never doubt, Nate, that I'm proud of you. I don't say it a lot. I don't hug a lot, but never doubt that I love you. It's a new dynamic on the show. This was a step parent and a father son relationship. That's not
his father, but
full.
His stepfather.
Stepfather son relationship. That's not full, but the guy who's been in his household since he was a young teenager.
That's his father.
And it was a conversation you could tell, I think, this has been sitting on Nate's chest.
Yeah, agreed.
For years and certainly all day. Great scene. Remove that scene from the absurdity of the game show, and that's compelling TV on its own, in my opinion.
Maybe it took the cameras and all that to, get it out of him. I don't know.
Whatever happens for Nate, this was
He's
worth
He's had
it.
This conversation, yeah.
He comes out on
good.
Top.
He has a better relationship with Charles.
Because of this crazy show.
They both had these feelings towards each other, and they've never expressed them.
Yeah. Amazing. And it's
this is incredible.
This show. It was because of this show.
Charles also summed up the show in one little short sentence that I noted earlier. Nate is talking about telling Charles how he's never felt this way before, and everything is so new. And then Charles says, if everything's so new, how do you know it's real? And then this is the line. Your feelings are real and you feel what you feel. This is basically the whole show summed up. The Bachelor concept in our eyes. Your feelings are real and you feel what you feel, but it doesn't mean it's true love or sustainable, which should be in the little info about the show.
Well, what should have happened was all the producers should have packed up all the cameras and said, like, we got to stop doing this.
I think
Charles is too wise for
people's
this.
People's feelings are real on this show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But it's not always true love, and it's definitely not always sustainable. And that's just something you need to go into these shows thinking. Yeah.
As a viewer, you're saying.
Yeah. As a viewer. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They're not like
the feelings are real, though.
Of course. Of course.
You feel what you feel.
The track
I'm
record...
going to say that line every first episode of every season going
Well, unless
forward.
There's a fakester on there or a fraudster.
Well,
you never
of
know.
Of course there's some fakesters.
But that's the fun of trying to sniff it out. Yeah. But the track record bears it out. No one who gets together on this show stays together for the most part. They're rare
it's
birds
true,
now.
Doesn't mean it's true love, and it doesn't mean it's sustainable. That's just it. That's the concept of the show. We got real feelings, but once it's over, it may not last.
I'd like to see Charles host after the final rose. he and Michelle go outside for a bit, and that's what they discuss. They don't discuss, like, how are you feeling about getting married, all that. It has nothing to do with that. Nate tells Michelle what happened. She loves it. Very touching. But they do kind of quickly spin it, point it back to red flags, though. You know, Nate's not ready.
Yeah.
But that was beside the point for me. I like the interaction enough to where that was the big takeaway.
I think I'm Team Nate now at this point. That's what I wrote. I think I'm Team Nate now.
I'm Team Nate the guy. I feel good for Nate. I'm not Team
Nate
for Michelle.
I actually like all these guys. All four I really like.
Yeah.
But if I'm picking a winner, I think it'd be Nate at this point.
Should they get engaged? Should he propose?
No.
Okay.
Well, we'll see how these next weeks go.
If he already forgot the advice. You gotta get the ring. It comes out of the ring, too.
It's the ring.
It's the ring.
I think engagements, it's really not that big a deal if you break it off.
Well, no, we podcast about The Bachelor.
For this show, yeah, especially. Like, it's not a lifelong contract getting engaged. It isn't for marriage either, really. So I don't know. Right. You can break up anything. It's really not a big deal. Just get engaged.
The next day, Michelle's nauseous. It's going to be toughest rose ceremony.
She's about to fucking puke thinking about Nate not proposing to her. That's all this segment was.
Well, luckily, old pals Bray and Serena show up.
Yep.
And they chit-chat, and she's falling for multiple people.
There's nothing here.
I know. Nothing really.
This was
really
a worthless appearance.
I agree. There was nothing here. I'm reading my notes right now. Today's not going to be easy. It was Bachelor of Mad Libs. It's going to be a tough rose ceremony. I'm
this
falling
was,
for him.
You know, Serena P's a big name now. Let's keep her fresh on people's minds. That's all this was.
Yeah. So, you know, when the champion shows up on... He's on Raw, but shows up on SmackDown. Be like, don't forget about me.
Yeah. It instantly boosts the ratings, too, when you do stuff like that with them. Especially in WWE. You announce it early. You promoted it. They had Serena in the previews, I assume.
This segment
last
was
week.
Closer to a house show than a SmackDown, but I know what you're saying. Rose ceremony. There's no way to navigate this, she says, where people aren't going to get heartbroken. But also, Michelle could get heartbroken if someone's not ready to be with her. It's a double-edged rose. The roses go as follows. Number one is Brandon. And Rodney looked like he was ready to walk out. I mean, he knew the writing was on the wall at that point. Rodney's face was...
Why did they give Brandon the first one? That makes it so anti-dramatic.
This rose order made no sense to me, this rose order. Because then they gave Nate the second one.
Unless Brandon... needs more percentage.
Okay.
I'm saying, from a storyline,
maybe he does, but from a storyline standpoint...
You can't give Brandon that first rose. That means Rodney is 100% going home.
Yeah.
There's just no way. You can't stick Joe and Rodney up there as the final two and be like, oh, who's going to get the rose? And then cut to fucking break and you want me to stick around? No, I already know who got it.
That's exactly right.
If you have Rodney and Brandon, I'll stick through the commercials, sure.
Should have always been Rodney and Brandon. Or maybe even Rodney and Nate. And
Nate had the little thing with the won't get engaged.
Rodney and Joe is one of the worst final rose pairings I've ever seen.
You can't do it worse.
So that's how it went. Rodney wrote no rose. Shout out to Michelle for going through with the ceremony. Maybe I'm making it up, but I feel like a lot of leads recently have started the ceremony, pulled them aside and broken up with them, or like visited them beforehand. It's just not, let's go through
just
the
sticking to
do the
format.
Rose ceremonies, please.
We have mostly had a great season in that sense. We're getting rose ceremonies
at
every
the end of
week,
episodes.
And they're at the end of episodes. That's all we can ask.
She walks Rodney out. They talk outside. Cars whizzing by. They're on the highway. For this scene. First time we've seen a breakup combo like this, I believe. Rodney's not an underdog, she says. She's crying. The feelings just went quicker in other relationships. Big time putting Rodney over. Everything that makes up Rodney is what makes him special. Rodney then comes, I'd say, over the top with, I'm still falling in love with you. That doesn't change easily. He's going to care about her forever. I thought Rodney nailed this
breakup.
You
got a friend forever, Michelle. I don't care what happened.
He had Michelle being like, oh my God, I don't know if I could let Rodney go. And then he got in the car. He was composed. Now, he probably practiced the breakup. He knew what was going
to
happen.
I mean, he had days to get ready for this.
Rodney was somehow the big winner of this episode. It was my takeaway.
He did great in the Tahoe. Did great in the breakup. Handled it perfectly. See you in paradise, Rodney. A lot of people are calling for Rodney for Bachelor. There is that second Bachelor slot still open.
Well, I'm done predicting Bachelors because I don't know what seasons are coming when and where they... Because, you know, there's going to be a Bachelorette to come probably from Clayton season maybe, and then they're going to shoot that while that season's airing, and they're going to pick the next Bachelor. I think we might have to be done predicting leads because they're picking them so early.
I'll fucking never be done. You can,
you know what
you'll
I mean?
Never
like
make
we
me
can't,
stop.
We can't reliably. By the time they pick the next Bachelor, Rodney will be long gone, forgotten.
I think, based on what they've said, there will be the two Bachelors before the next Bachelorette. So I would, me, a guy who loves to predict the Bachelor, I'll give you a couple choices here, Rim.
I'm just saying, it's fruitless.
I think it'll be Rodney or Blake right now. Those are my top two. I think the Bachelor's before the Bachelorette. The second season of The Bachelor, it's probably going to be recording during the time or like
late this year. I'm the Galifianakis meme with the numbers, except I don't know what's going on. So you keep going.
It's impossible to know what's going on here.
Can't keep track of this. Mental All's back next week. All your favorites, including the guys you love to hate.
I'm not watching that. I'm sorry. I'm not.
Why?
I don't want to watch that. There's no drop. What are we watching for?
Will and Pizza Peter, the best banter
okay,
duo
you
in the
sold
game.
Me. You sold me.
That's fine if you don't want to watch it.
Is it only next week? Is that it? Or is there a Tuesday? I figured there'd be a Tuesday because this has always been Tuesday. I think there's a Monday, Tuesday.
I think there probably is.
Yeah, and if there is, I don't want to watch Mental.
Oh, that's well, all right. Happily. I've never been more happy about something you said. Yeah, happily.
I don't think there's anything I want to see from these guys.
No, I just want to see Will and Peter start a
podcast. Will and Peter, that's something I'm interested in.
That's all I care about. All right, let's do a quick power rankings. And the Navy had an idea to run down a pros and cons list of the final three remaining guys. Yeah?
Yeah, absolutely.
My power rankings are Joe, Nate, and Brandon. What are yours?
You said Joe, Nate, and Brandon, so Joe's one. You're going 1 to 3 there.
Yep. No beating around the bush.
I'm gonna go.
Are you gonna shake things up? Be honest here. No bits.
You know, I wanted to put Brandon up there. I still don't give him the edge over the other two. I really don't. Although he made up huge ground in my mind.
He's still gaining. I really can
see the scenario where any of these three win at this point, which did not seem likely, not even 2 weeks ago. I'll go 3, Brandon. Yeah, same as you. 3, Brandon. Man. I don't know about. I'm going to go 3, Brandon, 2, Joe, 1, Nate.
Because of his hometown?
The personalities
the one who became
just
obviously not ready
the personalities,
for engagement.
Yeah, that's. I think that's gonna. I think.
Or do you think that's
I
just storyline to throw it off
in.
The scent?
I think the producers are piping that in a little bit. I don't. Yeah. Even Michelle, at one point, someone asked her, "Do you need to get engaged at the end of this?" And she did not say yes. She just wants to do what feels right, and that's exactly what Nate said. So I don't know why this is an issue right now.
I think they're teeing Nate up to be the second place finisher. Their team heartbreak sells more than love on the show. So the, you know,
yeah,
the heartbreak is what lasts forever on the show. So I think they're teeing Brandon's heartbreak up and Nate's heartbreak up, and Joe is just humming along.
It could be. I think Brandon and, or excuse me, Joe and Nate are even to me. They're even.
Pros and cons. Final three. I don't know what approach you want to take to this. Pros and cons as
we
spouses?
Have, just whatever you want. There's right, no rules here.
Pros and
I think we got a real three here.
Got a real three.
A real three where any three could win, so I'd like to do a pros and cons. I think Michelle would appreciate this.
Yeah.
Let's start with Nate. I'll go through mine. Pros, cool as fuck. Awesome tattoos. Cool earrings. He's fun.
Earrings are why he added the Y.
Absolutely.
The y.
He's like, let me get a dangly
earring. Dude, I need a Y in there.
I need a fucking Y. Okay? He's fun on the paddleboard.
Paddleboard enthusiast.
In last, jaw-dropping height.
Tall was going to be my first one.
Okay, good.
Nate is tall.
The man is tall. Holy cow. Now I'll give you my cons. Can't make a right-hand layup despite being 6'7". And being right-handed.
Is he 6'7"? My goodness, they don't.
Might not be ready for engagement.
Equal con.
Isn't going to move to Minnesota.
We didn't talk about that.
He said something.
I envisioned her in Austin. I'm like, whoa, buddy. Yeah.
And then the worst hometown in terms of connection of his family in Michelle, I'd say. That's my last con. Do you got any to add to either?
I don't really have any to add to either. My two biggest ones.
Tall,
which is a funny one. Yeah. He's got a great attitude. He seems like a fun guy. He seems like awesome to be around. But tall would be my number one. And he's not moving to Minnesota.
He's not moving.
We cannot overstate the importance of that. That's a deal breaker.
He said something in this episode, and we didn't touch on it. I must have missed it in my note that made me realize we've already made jokes about him not moving. He's definitely not moving.
We're not settling down because he has a gleam in his eye.
All right, Brandon. Pros. Nobody will ever love her more, including her future husband, which isn't Brandon.
Well said. That's a fact. That is an absolute
nobody.
Fact. No one will ever love Michelle.
I don't care
Brandon
who
does.
She marries. That guy.
That's a hilarious
pro. And it won't be Brandon. Brandon will not be the one who marries her, but he's going to love her more than that guy does, whoever it is.
I bet he'll propose
probably
at some
won't be
point
any of these
in her
three.
Life. What, I bet he will propose to Michelle at some point in her life. No matter how this season ends, at some point he will propose.
Another pro. Maybe her best friend. Family in caps. All caps family. And then pros would definitely move to Minnesota. Cons.
Probably already has. Like at this point in the show.
Signed a lease while he's on the show for somewhere
Michelle,
in Minnesota.
I got something to tell you. It's like Jim and Pam when Jim bought the house. Yeah. Bill's like, what the fuck? Hey, Michelle, by the way, I know you got two other guys. I bought a house.
People don't talk about that enough. Cons for Brandon. Just kitty stuff in general. This guy's got kitty. He did the thing last week.
It's a vibe.
Second one. Wore the dad's trunks. Big con. Huge con.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Another con. He might just be too far behind. He's in third place. Might be too far behind. He seems younger than the other two. That's my last con. I think he is.
I think he's 24.
I think he's barely younger. Let me look it up.
And they're like 29.
I don't
29.
Know how old he is. He's 26. Joe is 28.
All right. Well, then I was wrong.
And Nate is 27. So they're not that much older, but he seems younger.
Same age.
I don't know why. My
view of Brandon is... He is still here for the reasons we've discussed. He makes her feel loved. Mm-hmm. He goes out of his way to tell her these things. She loves that. She likes being around him.
Who doesn't love that?
I don't feel the spark as much with Michelle and Brandon as I do with the other two.
Nate,
I just don't. So it's not as if when I say Brandon has, you know, probably he's going to win. It's not that he's doing the wrong things or behaving an incorrect way. I just don't see
she doesn't get those butterflies.
I don't think so. That. But she's keeping him here and he's worthy of the top three because.
And maybe she does.
He makes her feel great.
I don't know.
Maybe she does. We're watching a TV show. Who knows what's actually going on? Okay.
All right, Joe. He hoops.
This could be bad. He hoops.
He's safe. He hoops. He reminds her of his dad. He hoops. He lives in Minnesota.
That's a big one.
Hoops. And there's no couple that looks better than these two together. I noticed that during
the prom.
They really
do look adorable together.
They look like damn models. And again, he hoops. Hoops, all caps.
Nate might be too tall.
Too tall, Nate.
I'm envisioning Nate and her at the in prom photos.
He'd be
they
too
don't
tall.
Look quite as good. They don't look quite as good.
The person would have to back up a little bit.
He'd be blocking out the banner behind him.
Yeah. Or he'd have to like lean over, you know, the awkward when you're really.
Yeah. When you see like Kevin Garnett's prom photo, it's the same thing.
It's like,
it's like, dang.
God damn, KD. Cons. Your life would be boring. And you'd be stuck in an emotionless marriage. Those are the two cons.
From what we've seen
pretty
on TV, it seems like that would be the case. I don't believe. I trust her.
It's probably not true. But
it's probably not what's happening. I bet they're fun and giggly when the cameras are off, but when they're on, he's like...
You wouldn't want to get stuck in an airport with Joe.
You could sleep. Put you to sleep. Y'all take a nice nap.
Put you right out.
Yeah. Okay. That was great, AV. I have nothing to add for Joe.
Okay, good.
I think the cons are a little fair, but you had to come up with something.
Listen, unfair, yeah. They're a little unfair.
The big takeaway is that Nate is under no circumstances moving to Minnesota. He moved out of Winnipeg to get away from that weather.
Huge con. Is not going to move to Minnesota. I said that. I wrote that confidently.
Yeah, he said it.
He basically said it.
The mailbag, 773-234-7794. Last week's question was Team Joe or Team Nate? We discouraged Team Brandon answers because we had built up the Clash of the Titans.
Yeah,
most of these came in before the episode, so Brandon hadn't jumped that much in these answers. So, Kelsey in Rhode Island. I love Joe. He seems the most like her dad, and I think that's pretty important to her. On the other hand, my theory is that she picks Nate, and since Joe is so boring on screen, they were never going to pick him for Bachelor. I promise I'm not spoiled. Thank you, Kelsey. Andrew in Pittsburgh. I'm not Team Nate or Team Joe, but I am anti-Team Joe. I just don't get the idea of Michelle going through this entire process over several weeks only to end up with a guy from her hometown she was already DMing with. Isn't that kind of a bad ending? What was the point of all this just to end up with Joe? Am I crazy? Am I off base? Andrew, thanks for your message. I have become more lenient in my you got to do this the right way type of requirements for the show, or it's not fair. I mean, if they end up together, whatever.
The fact of the matter is they weren't together before the show, and this show brought them together, maybe.
Whatever. If Joe were like, I don't know, I don't get the feeling that we've done the jokes about how they maybe know each other or whatever.
Yeah, because
neither
funny.
Of them seem nefarious. There's no like,
no, it doesn't seem like they're tricking us.
It doesn't seem like nefarious.
It doesn't
if
seem
it
like
did,
the Bachelor in Paradise
them.
Where those people showed up and they were already in relationships and everyone got pissed at them and they were just stringing other people along to wait for the person that they were already in a relationship. Now that,
or Claire and Dale, and you know this would have been Claire and Dale times a million.
Yeah,
but
I don't think
that's really what happened here. He just happened.
I don't either.
You know.
I'm with you,
but I get the. I don't discount that feeling like we're wasting our time if she was going to end up with somebody.
Sure.
From her hometown that she already knew. Megan from Charleston, South Carolina. I'm Team Nate, but I'm probably projecting what I would want in a relationship. Michelle and Joe are almost too similar. Similar upbringing, city, sport, etc. Those things are great for feeling connected, but I'm not sure they're equipped for a long haul because it may get boring. There's something to be said about having differences and being able to introduce the other to new things. Nate gives off a more adventurous vibe, and I feel like they would never run out of new things to discuss and experience since they're coming from different places. Just my thoughts. That's what the mailbag's for, Megan. Thank you. Chelsea in Maryland. I'm Team Nate for who I enjoy watching on TV, and I'm Team Joe for who Michelle should end up with due to the Minnesota connection. I don't see Nate moving to Minnesota and settling down. But curveball, the more I think about it, the more I'm Team Brandon. I think Michelle is logical and mature enough to look into the long-term prospect of the relationship and not the momentary butterflies, and the most logical choice is Brandon. He adores her. They have fun with each other, and he'll likely move to Minnesota. Brandon's stock is going up. Chelsea, thank you. This was, again, before the episode. Also, I'm going to go ahead and edit this. I'm going to delete likely in likely move to Minnesota. He will move to Minnesota.
He will move to Minnesota.
No questions asked. Yep. Thank you, Chelsea. Whitney from Los Angeles.
He'll do anything you want. Michelle.
Move to Siberia.
Yeah.
Whitney from Los Angeles. Against my best wishes, I am Team Joe. I think Brandon is the best pick, but if we're being realistic, i.e. waiting for Clash of the Titans, which we are. That was my addition. Then Joe should win because I think Nate seems like more fun, but like he needs to sow his wild oats. I think Joe coming out of his shell over time is more fixable than Nate being uncommitted. Thank you, Whitney. Justine from New York. While I love Nate's charisma and fun-loving personality, I'm 100% Team Joe. I think it will be a tough choice for Michelle. Michelle sees Joe as her husband, whereas Nate is giving me right before you meet the one vibes. Mm. She says things like life would be fun with Nate, but I think she wants more than fun. Nate will want to explore the influencer opportunities after the show, but Joe is more grounded because he lost his NBA dreams and he seems content to live without the fame or glitz in a way that reminds me of Michelle. he probably would use this show as a platform to step up a business charity base in Minnesota, which is where I see Michelle going with her time after she makes the GMA Jimmy Kimmel rounds. Ultimately, their lifestyles are much more aligned, in my opinion. That's most important to her. Thank you, Justine.
Good points.
Nikki in Illinois, I'm absolutely Team Joe. I really want him to win because I think they would be great together, even though he's more low-key. I'm afraid she'll pick Nate, though, and he will break her heart. Damn. Thank you, Nikki. Maya from Sweden. I know you said not to, but I've got to go with Team Brandon. In her past relationship, she was constantly overlooked and neglected. While I don't think Nate and Joe would go that far, I think Brandon would put her first always, and I'd love for Michelle to have that experience. Thank you, Maya.
That's a good point.
Thank you all for writing in. Do you have a question for next week? 773-234-7794.
Do you think this season will end in an engagement? Yes or no? And why?
That's a good question. Yes, the ring. Next question. 773-234-7794. How about a headline of the week? Do you have one for us?
No, AB? No. I'm done with
good.
This.
Good. That was a test.
No,
you passed.
Not looking. Nope. Last week, as I said, I almost saw a Clayton spoiler. That's when you've realized you've gone too far. You're digging too deep. It's too late.
I saw a spoiler for Rodney's season. wink. Joking around. Okay. Understandable.
I have an update on the schedule. Mental All is Monday. There's nothing on Tuesday. They're doing the live showing.
Oh, is that the boy band thing?
No, the boy band is actually before Mental All. So if you want to do a very, very, very boy band special episode, I'll do that. But I'm not doing the Mental All.
How is it? What is it? At 6 p.m. Central Time?
The Mental All is until 8 p.m. Eastern. So I imagine it's just an hour. Boy band is 7 to 8.
8 p.m. Eastern is 7 p.m.
No,
Central.
Me, 9 p.m. Eastern. I meant Central.
Okay, so it's only
an
hour.
It's 8 p.m. our time, Central. The boy band is 7 to 8. There's nothing on Tuesday because they're doing those live shows. Have you seen the commercial for the live in front of studio audience shows, the Different Strokes and Facts of Life? They're doing a couple of those again. The assumption is, it's not 100% confirmed, but the assumption is that we'll have Fantasy Suites the following Tuesday, December 14th at the normal time, 2 hours. And then we will have a 3-hour finale on the 21st, which is getting way too close to the holidays, in my opinion, to be wrapping up this show. It should have been wrapped up at least another week before that. But that's what we're looking at. My suggestion is not doing anything next week. I don't want to watch that.
Hell no.
I don't want to watch it. Period.
We're taking a week off.
Week off. If you want to catch us.
On the one hand, this is good news. On the other hand, this is devastating news to have an episode
the
we're recording on the 22nd the 20th, December.
22nd isn't good. That's not good. If you want to make it up to us and you want to hear us next week, subscribe to the Patreon.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much. That'll be the only place you'll hear us next week, folks.
Not thrilled 21st. With that.
First, that's
I thought
too
for
close.
Sure they were going to do a 3-hour Mental All / episode next week.
I mean, it could be, but that's not what it's looking
no,
like.
No, I'm looking at a website here that has December 21st after the final
rose. Yep, finale and after the final rose. Probably 3 hours.
It says expected, but
it could change. You never know. They haven't announced it yet. This is just people. Like even people like that.
All right.
So we'll see. So you won't hear us next week. Unless you're
unless you're
a patron.
You're
of course. Up. Unless you pay the $4. Unless you pay the $4, which is a small cost, honestly, if we're being honest. Fair price.
The standard is $5.
Standard is $5.
This,
we're lower.
People charge, we charge more. We're going to be his family discount. God. That needs to shook me to my core.
Rim is shook by the 21st. My goodness.
All right. LaRose League scoring update. Speaking of debacles, 667 people tied for first
place.
You
know what? We gave them their props, but they got to find something new for these last episodes. There's four people. I didn't even really think about it, but this is stupid.
I love the Rose League app.
I do too.
I would love, my preference would be for there to be a game available that is just pick the roses. bracket style. I would hope to have an option to do pick the roses every week. And then it's cumulative scoring. So even though there's, you know, there's only the final rose week is you either get it right or you get it wrong. It's cumulative.
I don't know that there's any good options for this last part. For Paradise works a lot better, obviously, because you have all those people.
Yeah.
But for these last ones, like I don't even know what you do.
I know. Let's get a sticker.
Tied for first, so go ahead and pick me.
That was my question. Good job.
Yeah.
That was the big.
Everyone but Rodney. You pick three of the four people. I picked everyone but Rodney. It's easy.
It was easy.
It's very easy. How many people got first?
667.
Oh, so.
And I feel bad because people tag us on Instagram stories because they send a push notification. It's like,
first place.
I got first.
Everyone got first.
Yeah.
Did you get first?
Of course.
Okay. I would have found it very funny if you didn't get first. Back to back number ones.
Give me some credit. The sticker winner is Team Dr. Doolittle. Dirty South. East Coast.
West you feel me?
Little baby.
Dirty South. Dirty South.
Tell me how they're not somebody.
What a random song for that soundtrack.
I was thinking that. I was.
Why was that banger?
The videos in my head
on that
has
soundtrack.
Nothing to do with. In those days, in the music videos, they'd splice in clips from the show.
Yeah, it'd be the movie.
Nothing to do
the
with
movie
the movie
clips.
Yes,
were in the music video. I remember that.
Eddie Murphy will just be in there, like being a doctor on animals, and I'll be like,
"There it is, Sal.
Tell me how you are. That's somebody." Nothing to do with the plot of the show. Thanks to everyone who bought merch last week and this week.
Yes.
We really appreciate it.
Thank
the sales are over for now, but. And also, listen, I'll shoot you straight. They jacked up the shipping charges. You can still get stuff before Christmas, but it'll cost you. And I would rather, if it were me, I'd go the printout route and save a couple bucks, wait for the next sale.
Print a picture. I said this last year. You print a picture of what you bought. You put that in a huge box.
Yeah.
They open that.
Yeah, and sandbags too.
You put some weights. You get something with some weight in there.
Huge boxes.
So still buy our merch. But do not pay for that extra Christmas shipping.
No.
Don't do that.
No.
Print the picture of the item. Put it in the box. Don't pay for the shipping. No.
If you listen on Spotify, thank you. It's Spotify Rap Day. Happy Spotify Rap Day to all who celebrate. So we're going to.
Man, this is the worst day of the year for us broke ass bitches that don't have Spotify, like myself.
I can't imagine not having Spotify
shit.
On a day like today.
I hate it.
I love it.
This is my least favorite day of the year.
God, it's cool.
It's awesome.
It brings a smile to your face.
Man.
Nothing like Spotify Rap. Anyway, the point is if you tag us on Instagram, I'll repost it. Simple as that. There's no, we have 100 reposts. I don't care. Anything else, AB?
I don't think so. Just again, we will not be recording next week except on our Patreon for a low, low price.
All right. Thanks for listening so much. Talk to you later.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.